Well, it is not for crowd pleasing. These are ideas well thought through by the flag bearer of the New Patriotic Party. There's that recognition that we have to confront the cost of living issues which every Ghanaian is concerned about. And like he indicated in his speech, global inflation, for instance, increased from around 1.5% to almost 6%. And the key drivers have been transportation, rent, food, energy prices. And therefore, if you want to fundamentally deal with the problem of cost of living, you've got to pay attention to these key critical areas of every economy. And so he believes that if we are determined to formalize our economy and transition from an informal way of doing things into the digital space, you must not have a tax system which would discourage people from wanting to participate in that digital space. And because, you see, at the heart of everything he drives at is financial inclusion. And since 2017, and actually for a very long time, and he cited one of his books, which he published in 2010, Monetary Policy in Africa, The Ghana Experience. It has always been his mindset that we will not be able to prosper and share the opportunities that comes with the prosperity if we continue to run our economy in a very informal nature. And so since 2017, his focus has been to deploy technology in a manner that formalizes the economy, encourages citizens to embrace this new way of doing things. Mm-hmm. And therefore, you cannot have a system that allows the government to go into this space to tax people for wanting to use the services. So the more people you have in that space, the more formal your economy becomes, the more you benefit. So he's very much convinced that that tax is a hindrance to that whole financial inclusion agenda and the whole economic formalization.
Does that seem to suggest that he was opposed to the e-levy in the first place?
His position on e-levy has always been known. I mean, he's never hidden that. He's granted an interview before and he stated categorically that as far as he is concerned, a tax on electronic transactions would be a disincentive to the whole agenda of financial inclusion. But he also recognizes that collective responsibility is an essential part of the governance architecture. And I'm surprised that people ask the question, but why didn't he oppose it? Why was he quiet? And I'll give you another example. Ken Oforiatta, the Minister of Finance, for instance, is strongly against free SHS in its current form. Mm. And he has expressed it publicly. He cannot understand why somebody like him should not be allowed to pay for the fees of his children.
Mm. He thinks it should be means tested.
Exactly. He believes there should be a means testing. But the president holds a contrary view. The president wants free SHS in its current form.